我们今天晚上从以赛亚书第七章当中那里接上去。
Tonight we'll continue on in the middle of Isaiah chapter 7.
我们上次特别看到主借着以赛亚先知宣告了那个童女怀孕生子的一个兆头。
Last time we already mentioned that the Lord has given us a sign that a virgin shall be conceived with child.
我们看到当 主要把这个话说出来以前，
And we can see that before the Lord speaks these words,
他就借着以赛亚对亚哈斯说，
He uses Isaiah to speak to Ahaz.
你不必怕那个外边那两个敌人，
You don't have to be afraid of your two enemies.
他们很快就要过去，
Very quickly they will pass away.
如果你不相信的话，你可以上我要一个兆头。
Now, if you do not believe, you can ask a sign from me.
但是亚哈斯的回答也真有意思。
Now, but Ahaz's response is very interesting.
如果你观看他的话语的内容，
If we just look at the detail of his reply,
你会觉得这个人真的是很属灵啊。
Now, then we would think Ahaz is very spiritual.
因为那个话真的是属灵啊。
Because those words indeed are very spiritual.
他说我不求。
He says, I would not ask.
为什么不求呢？
Why won't he ask?
因为我不要试探耶和华。
That is because he said, neither will I tempt the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这些话是实在是属灵的话。
Brothers and sisters, when we see these words, indeed, they are spiritual.
但是你看到他这个人的时候，你真的看到他糟糕透了。
But when we see this person of a house, we can see he is just very bad.
他不是不想试探耶和华，而是他根本就不信耶和华。
It is not the fact that he did not want to tempt the Lord, it's just based on the fact he does not believe in the Lord at all.
他的实际的光景比他说出来的话还要糟糕。
His actual situation is even worse than the words which he speaks.
在这样的光景的底下，
And under this condition,
主就说，你不求我也给你。
The Lord says, if you don't ask, I will still show you.
那主给他一个什么的兆头呢？
Now what is the sign which the Lord tells him?
他说必有童女怀孕生子。
Says, behold, a virgin shall conceive.
人又给他起名叫做以马内利。
And bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel.
这个孩子还不会，他这里说是，不晓得弃恶在孝善的时候。
It says here that even before he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good,
那两王之地一定给剪除了。
That even before then these two kings shall be cut off.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那当人愚昧的时候，
When man is foolish,
神不跟着人愚昧。
God does not follow man's foolishness.
神按照他自己的定义在那里宣告他要做的事。
But according to his own will, God declares what he is to do.
当然我们看神整个在以后日子所做的事。
And when we do see what God is to do in the following days,
主说出这个兆头的话不是单单为着当时犹大的光景。
We realize when the Lord gave the sign, these words is not only for the condition of Judah at that time.
因为神要借着当时犹大的那一个光景来说出神怎么给人预备拯救。
Because we realize it is through the situation of Judah at that time, God declares to us how he prepares salvation for us.
站在犹大人的这一面来看，
As for the people of Judah at that time,
你看到亚哈斯所做的一切事情，
We can see all the things which
Ahaz
has
done. 你可以肯定说，
We can be sure,
犹大没有前途了，
There's no future for Judah.
犹大没有路了，
There's no more way for Judah.
犹大四面受敌，
They're surrounded by their enemies.
他们不可能再有什么路可以走了。
There is just absolutely no more way for Judah.
那当人是落到这种黑暗的时候，
And when man is in such darkness,
神说话了，
God speaks.
神指出，
God points out.
你以为没有路的时候，
When you think there's no way,
神仍然是你们的路，
God is still your way.
那一次呢，神就用着童女怀孕生子的这样的一个兆头来让人看见有路。
Therefore, at that time, God uses this sign that the virgin shall conceive and bear a son to show that there's a way for man.
并且神把这个事情说得很实在的。
And God says this very concretely.
但是当这一个孩子出生的以前,
that even before this child is born,
他还没有懂得分别善恶以前,
even before he may know to reveal the evil and choose the good,
亚兰王跟以色列王连同他们的土地都不能再存留了。
The two kings of Syria and Israel and their land will not exist.
如果这个话不说在先说在前,
if these words are not spoken first,
将来事情发生的时候,
then when this does come about,
人就会说,
then man will say,
这是偶然的,
this is by coincidence.
或者说,
or they would say,
这是我们的本事把那二王来废掉的,
that is because of our own power that we destroy them.
但是感谢神,
but thank God.
神说我给这个是你,
God says, I've given to you this as a sign.
时间到了,
when the time comes,
事情就是这样出现,
then this is how it will appear.
那我们从历史上也看到,
from history we can see,
当然在神借着以赛亚说了这个话不到15年,
it was after Isaiah spoke these words for about 15 years,
亚述就没了,
then Syria was destroyed.
再过一些年,
and then shortly after when the Syrians were destroyed,
也不是太多时间,
not too long later,
以色列也没了,
even Israel was destroyed.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
神的话说出来就是, 怎么说, 就, 事情就怎么成就,
when the Lord's words are spoken, they will come about.
那上次我们特别提了一下,
last time we made mention,
说那个孩子出生了, 人就要给他一个名字叫做,
that when the child shall be born, he shall be named Emmanuel.
什么意思呢?
What does Emmanuel mean?
那里给我们说明,
there it says for us,
以马内利就是神与我们同在,
it means that God be with us.
神的同在,
that is the presence of God.
那如果我们拼在当时的犹大所处境,
if we put those words in the situation of Judah at that time,
严肃又是满了恩典与盼望的事,
then we realize how deep this meaning is, how precious it is, how much hope and grace there is.
那么当神向犹大说了这样的话的时候,
now after God spoke these words to Judah,
但是神马上就说,
immediately then God says,
你们不要以为, 这一个神与人同在的这个事情显出来的时候, 你们可以继续,
now do not think just because I've said these words and that I will be with you that you continue in your foolishness.
神说你们还是一样的,
God says you will still be under discipline.
并且神明说,
and God says very clearly, even before God speaks of the matter of Babylon, God has already pointed out that even Assyria will become a burden for Judah.
也要让你们整个的犹大落在那个恐惧战境的里头,
and that even Judah will fall under that fear and that trembling.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
等到西西家的日子,
and during the days of Hezekiah,
我们就看到了,
then we see that
果然亚述的大军把整个犹大都几乎,
indeed, the great army of the Syrians did occupy pretty much all of the land of Judah,
围困耶路撒冷,
and they besieged Jerusalem.
犹大人一受莫宰了,
and the people of Judah have no way.
但是感谢神,
but we thank God.
我们晓得这个事情,
we know that event.
以赛亚书在以后的三十七八九,
and in the book of Isaiah 37, 8 and 9, it records for us in detail.
We see it
was under that condition that Judah was delivered. And then after they were saved, it manifests this fact of Emmanuel. It was the presence of God that delivered them from their burden.
但是那是差不多五六十年后的事,
and that is about 50, 60 years later.
但是在当时神也就说出了,
but at that time God said,
犹大一定要经过神的审判或者说神的管教,
that Judah will go through the discipline or the punishment of God.
那么这些事情在以后的日子果然出现,
and indeed these events came about later.
那, 我们如果看到这里的时候
，Now when we see up to this point，
就有一些很打叉的事情啊、出来了。
There are things that just interrupts and comes about。
弟兄姊妹，你晓得
？Brothers and sisters， you understand？
在基督教里头有一批称为基督徒的人。
In Christianity, there is a group of people who are called Christians.
甚至在人的眼中看来，这一批人是基督教的主流。
Even in man's view, perhaps this group of Christians is the mainstream Christians.
在世界人眼中看来，这一批是正统的基督徒。
In the worldly viewpoint, then this group is traditional Christianity.
但是你回到神的话里面去看的时候
，But when we return to the Word of God,
你非常清楚看到这一批整批都是。哦，他们的名字很多的变化了。
Now, very clearly, we can see this large group. They're called by many names.
我们的弟兄姊妹们很多都已经知道了。
And many brothers and sisters already know.
王明道弟兄嘛就说这批人称为基督徒，实在他们是神的话语什么都不相信。
In Brother Wang Mingdao's words, he calls this group of people. They are so-called Christians, but according to the word of God, they believe nothing.
他们称他们自己，如果从名字的变化上面来说，就有很多故事了。
With so many name changes, there are many stories behind each of them, but they call themselves.
他们起初就称他们叫做社会福音派。
Before they were called the social gospel.
然后又称为新神学派。
And then they are called a new sect.
然后又称为新正宗神学派
，and then New Orthodox sect，
一直到了现在
，even until today，
他们笼统的说他们是自由派
，just in general they said they're liberals。
王明道弟兄就说，你怎么改变名字都没有掩盖他们那个不信的本质。
Brother Wang Mingdao puts it in a way that no matter how they change the name, it just doesn't cover the fact that they do not believe.
如果要称呼自己的话，最合宜不过的名字就是不信派。
So if they want a very fitting name for themselves, they are unbelievers.
不信神。
They do not believe in God.
不信神的儿子。
They do not believe in the Son of God.
当然也不信神的儿子同你怀孕这个事情。
Of course, they did not believe in the fact that the Son of God was born of a virgin.
是一个赎罪的的恩典。
And they do not believe the work of the cross is a redeeming grace.
当然，你就没有从死里复活的事情了。
Of course, then there is no resurrection from the dead.
然后在将来神的国度的这个问题也是。好像是很虚无的咯。
Then it becomes very empty in the kingdom of God to come.
神说的他们都不信。
Regardless of what God says, they do not believe.
他们用他们自己的解释来解释那些事情。
They use their own interpretation to explain what they believe.
现在我们来到这个以马内利的这一个兆头的时候。
Now when we come to this point of the sign of Emmanuel.
我想在基督教的每年到了十二月啊，他们。过那个所谓圣诞节的时候啊，总会说到这些事情。
I believe each December when the day of Christmas comes around, they will mention these kind of events.
圣经上是那么明显的，说到有那么一回事。
In the Bible, it clearly tells us of that event.
但他们虽然是不信，但是他们却不能说没有这样的事。
Now, even though they are unbelieving, yet they cannot say that this did not happen.
那所以他们就。用着他们自己的头脑想出一些个解说出来，要把神的话来解释掉。
Therefore, they have to use their own mind to understand, to explain, to do away with the word of God.
那他们说到以马内利，只不过是说到神的心思而已。
Therefore, when they mention about this fact of Emmanuel, they say this is only the heart desire of God.And that he is willing to be with men.
但是问题他们连神都不相信，那这个神是什么神呢？
But the fact is they don't even believe in God. Then when they say that God desires to be with men, who is he?
说他们仍然背着基督教或者基督徒的这样的名字。
Therefore, even though they bear the name of a Christian,
但是他们就要发表许许多多的话，把神的话完全的来抹掉。
But they express so many thoughts that completely does away with the word of God.
那现在他们怎么来解说这个童女生子的事情呢？
Now, how do they explain this matter that the virgin shall conceive and bear a son?
当然他们这个依据就是说这是在人中间是不可能有的事。
Of course, their foundation is that this is impossible for man.
但是神的说是神要做的事不是人做的事。
But this is what God says that he will do, not for man.
但他们不接受这个。
But they do not accept that fact.
那他们怎么说呢？
So how do they explain this?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
很有意思的。
It is very interesting.
如果从圣经的文字上面来说，
If we look at the letter of the word in the Bible,
在美国的英文圣经英文好多从过去的那个用美国的教会他们用一本圣经的版本就是在这个 NIV 和这个 New American Standard 以前他们有一个版本叫做NIV
and that is before they have the NIV or the NASB they have the new revised
it's the new revised standard
and that's the new revised standard version of the Bible
那么他们在那里呢翻这个翻这一段的话就很有意思了
and in that version they translate this passage in a very interesting way
这里是说必有童女怀孕生子嘛
it says here that the virgin shall conceive and bear a son
但是他那一个版本怎么翻这个话呢
but in the new revised standard version they translate it
他说必有少女妇人必有妇人少妇怀孕生子
It says that there would be a young woman or a woman to bear a son
弟兄姊妹们你看到这个就是那么一个字
Now brothers and sisters
差别就天和地那么远
It's just one word but that one word makes the whole difference a big difference
如果是少女怀孕或是妇人怀孕有什么了不起可以用的来做兆头呢
Now perhaps you might say what's the big deal you can use this as a sign for a young woman or a woman to bear a child why is that needed for a sign
根本就没有兆头的那个成分
There's no wonder about this sign
但是他们怎么就是这样做
But that's what they translated
但是这样他们也晓得不能算服人了
But they realize by this interpretation, they cannot have man submit to it.
那好了，第八章了里头就有个东西，他们又抓牢了。
Then in chapter 8, there's another point that they hold on to.
他怎么说呢
？What do they say there?
到了第八章。
In chapter 8,
他说
，They say
这里说
，There it says,
神就对以赛亚说
，God says to Isaiah,
你去。要取一个大牌来
You have to have a big sign
用人的笔在那里写上一个名字
And write on it this name
写一个什么 写什么字在上边呢
And what is the name that you will write on it
叫做马黑尔沙拉勒哈斯巴茨
And this is the name you shall write on it That is Mehar Shalal Hasbaz
那是什么意思呢
What does that mean?
因为怎么你看看那个小字。
Brothers and sisters, if you look at the footnote,
那个小字就是掳掠很快就要来到了。
It means that the captivity shall come upon you very quickly, the spoil.
那弟兄姊妹们，你这些注意了。
Now, brothers and sisters,
现在神又告诉，又让人知道，以赛亚要得一个儿子。
Here, man is to understand Isaiah is to have a son.
这个儿子也背负着神的一个见证。
This son of Isaiah also bears with him the testimony of God.
但是这个见证和以马内利是两回全然不同的事。
But this testimony is completely different than the testimony of Emmanuel.
以马内利是神与我们同在。
The testimony of Emmanuel is that God is with us.
现在这个马赫尔沙哈拉勒哈斯巴茨呢？就是掳掠很快就要临到。
But this meaning of this name is that the captivity, the spoils, will come upon us very quickly.
但是他们不管这个。
But they are not mindful of this. They only care about this fact.
那里神说要给他们一个兆头。
There, chapter 6 says God will give them a sign.
有一个从你怀孕生子。
That a virgin shall conceive and bear a son.
现在这边神又让以赛亚要去得个儿子。
And here God is to give Isaiah a son.
那以赛亚就写上来了
then Isaiah
也找到见证人
and also found a witness
来宣告这样的事
and also proclaimed it
宣告了这样事以后
and after this proclamation
他就说到他 跟他妻子同时
and that she, he, went into the prophetess, which is his wife,
果然就养了一个儿子
and she conceived and bare a son.
他就把他的名字叫做就叫做这个马赫尔撒拉勒哈斯巴斯
and this is the name of the son.
这个鲁勒很快就要来临是说到一件什么事呢
Therefore, when the captivity shall come quickly, what does that speak of?
如果我们用上把这七章里边的那个兆头来说
If we use the previous sign to speak of this
这个孩子要见证一件事就是北方那两个王很快就要来对付犹大
This son is to bear the testimony that the two northern kings will come quickly to deal with Judah
但是他们对付犹大的同时也就是他们给灭掉的时候
But it is also at the same time when those two kings come against Judah that they will be destroyed.
那当神跟以赛亚说过这个事以后
Now after God speaks these things to Isaiah
那神就指着犹大的百姓说话了
God points to the people of Judah and says
说什么话呢
What does God say?
弟兄者你看他说出来的时候你就晓得了
Brothers and sisters, if you read, you understand.
是说出
It says to us
他们既然是喜欢以色列和亚兰
If they delight so much in Israel and Syria
神说我就让他们来
God says, I will let them come against you.
我就让他们来
I will let them come.
但是呢
But
神也守住他自己的信实
God will also hold on to his own faithfulness.
我也让亚述王也带着他的军兵来。
I will also send the king of Assyria with his army.
来把这两个王来消灭。
So that he will come to destroy these two kings.
但是你们犹大不要欢喜哦。
Now, but Judah did not rejoice.
因为当亚述的大军来的时候
Because when the great army of Syria comes,
他们也要给你们犹大有难处的。
They will also cause you, Judah, to suffer.
好了，弟兄姊妹们。
Now, brothers and sisters.
神借着以赛亚宣告了这样的一个事情。
After God proclaimed this event through Isaiah,
我们留意了。
We pay attention.
以赛亚在里边就又按照神的感动来说了一点点的话。
Within Isaiah also again was moved by God's words.
你一定要把这个话和那个历史发生的事情完全的要连在一起，你看菜。才看出那个奇妙的地方。
Now, brothers and sisters, we have to connect these words that Isaiah says to what's going on in history at that time. Then we have a fuller meaning of what it is.
那当犹大受到亚述来攻击的时候
Now, when Judah was under the attack of Assyria,
以后我们看到四十章以前那几章，我们就看到这个事。
We will see that event in the chapters leading up to chapter 40.
你留意以赛亚。领会这个事的时候他在神面前你说他是一个叹息也好你说他是一个宣告也好
You can see the response of Isaiah whether you call it a sigh or a response
那其实这个是神直接对他说的话
But in fact these are also words that God directly speaks to Isaiah
说什么呢
What did God say?
他说以马内利啊
It says O Emmanuel
弟兄姊妹注意了
Brothers and sisters pay attention
那以马内利在哪里
Now where is Emmanuel?
现在还不知道吗
We don't know yet.
从你怀孕生子那个事情还没出来吗
The virgin shall conceive and bear a son has yet to come.
那这个以马内利在哪里呢
Then where is this Emmanuel?
不知道
We don't know.
但是在神的观察里头神看见
But under an examination of God, God sees.
所以当他的百姓乐在一个好大的困扰的时候
So when his people is under great hardship,
神就在那里说
God says there,
神与人同在的这一件事啊
This matter of God's presence is being with us
显明神与人同在的这个人啊
Or this person who is manifesting God's presence with us
呼喊他干什么
Why are they calling to him
留意了
Pay attention
他展开翅膀遍满你的地
He spreads his wings over your land.
什么意思?
What does that mean?
你记得那是神这个以马内利是什么意思?
We know what the meaning of Emmanuel.
那你就知道这是什么意思?
Then we know what it means here.
以马内利啊,神的同在。
Oh, Emmanuel, the presence of God.
他要展开他的翅膀来遮满整个的犹大地。
He will stretch out his wings and shall fill the breadth of the entire land of Judah.Brothers and sisters, what does that mean? Does that, that tell us that the entire land of Judah is filled with the presence of God?
神的同在就遍满了，遮满了整个的犹大地吗？
The presence of God is filling, it is covering the entire land of the land of Judah.
这是以后的历史。
That is history later.
但是我要弟兄姊妹留意的是什么？
But I want brothers and sisters to take note of this.That is,
你从这些话的里头
from these words,
你看到
you're able to see
以马内利跟马赫尔沙拉勒哈斯巴斯是相同的一个人还是不同的两个人
It's the fact that Emmanuel and Isaiah's son Mahashalah Hasbath are they the same person or two different people
如果我们不是存着一个先入为主的那一个意思的话，你明确看到这是两回事，两个人。
Now, if we're not have a preconcept of this, because we heard it first very clearly from reading this, we know there are two different individuals.
因为马赫拉不单是两个人的名字是相意思是相反的。
Because not only the two names are different, the meanings are different.
并且你也看到所说到的那些事情是前后。不同是前后两件不同的事。
We can see the events described here are two different events.
好了
Now,
说完了这经文写。
After this, I'm finished about this.
你就看到了。
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
那些新派的人。
The new sect.
就把这两个弄到一起。
They mix these two together.
他说以马内利就是这个马赫尔沙拉勒哈斯巴斯。
And so they say Emmanuel is the same person Mahashalah has been.
所以神给犹大的那个兆头就在。这一个孩子的身上已经应验。
Therefore, the sign which God gave to Ahaz is fulfilled in Isaiah's son.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不是紧紧的抓牢神自己的话
，Brothers and sisters, we do not hold firmly to the word of God.
你非常容易就给他们这个讲述，他们这些讲论呢、啊。
Very easily, we are taken captive by their explanation.
你说有道理啊。
You said yes, that makes sense.、
啊、
yes, that's true.
这个小孩
this young child and that young child
他说这个小孩怎么样
and however what happened to this child and that child
虽然名字不一样
and even though they have different names
但说的事情就是同一件事情
but it's the same thing it's referring to
所以以马内利就是马赫尔沙拉勒哈斯巴斯
therefore Emmanuel is the same as Mahashalah Hasbath
弟兄姊妹们我说那么许多不是叫弟兄姊妹们只是知道在基督教里头有一些这样的故事。
Brothers and sisters, I say so much. It's not only for you to know that in Christianity there is this thing.
我要让弟兄姊妹们，你很清楚的看见。
But I want for you, brothers and sisters, to see very clearly.
当神开始来，实际的去启示，他怎么让女人的后裔。出来成为神的人的出来成为人的拯救。
When God practically shows us how the seed of woman shall come about to become the salvation of man,
撒旦就跟踪上来，要把那个事情去摸掉。
Immediately, Satan will come about following right after to try to take that away.
因为从属灵的属灵的历史上面来看
，Brothers and sisters, throughout spiritual history,
撒旦已经从很多方面来。阻挡神的儿子到地上来。
Satan has already used many ways and schemes to hinder the Son of God from coming.
不留意的话，我们觉得没有什么事情发生过。
Now, if we are not careful to take notice, then we think nothing has happened.
但是弟兄姊妹，当我们很留意的读神自己的话的时候
，But brothers and sisters, if we read the word of God carefully,
你看到好多好多事情。
We can see many, many things.
撒旦是抢在神的前头，要堵住 神儿子到地上来的路。
Satan always tries to go ahead of God to hinder the way which the Son of God is to come to earth.
那弟兄姊妹你记得。
Brothers and sisters, you remember.
出埃及的时候。
When they left Egypt.
他们不是一直要扣留以色列在埃及吗?
The Egyptians wanted to keep Israel in Egypt.
你不要以为那是人与人的事。
Do not think that is only just an event between men.
你要看到这里面有仇敌的手。
But we must realize there is the hand of the enemy at work.
他不让以色列人回到迦南地。
He was not allowed for men for Israel to return to the land of Canaan.
然后把他们在埃及地慢慢的把这个民族来消灭掉。
And gradually, if they remain in the land of Egypt, this race will be destroyed.
弟兄姊妹，你记得摩西是怎么出生的，你就知道那段事情。
Brothers and sisters, if we recall the birth of Moses, then we know about that event.
然后
，And then，
以色列出埃及。
When Israel left Egypt，
那你要记得
，We recall，
当以色列在旷野行走的时候
，When Israel was in the wilderness，
亚玛力人。来对付以色列。
The Amalekites came against Israel.
你留意神为什么那么严肃的来宣告神要把亚玛力人的名号从地上拿掉。
Then we realize how solemn it is when God proclaimed to destroy and wipe away the name of the Amalekites on earth.
按人来看，就是亚玛力人要抢夺以色列的财物。
According to man's viewpoint, it's the Amalekites wants the spoil of the Israelites.
但是实际上我们看见是撒旦鼓动亚玛力人去隔断以色列人进迦南的路。
But in fact, we can see it is Satan inciting the Amalekites to cut off the way for Israel to enter into Canaan.
那这个事情就和神的那个旨意是正面的顶撞。
And this is right directly at the will of God.
所以才招来神那样的厉害的对付亚玛力人。
Therefore, we can see how severely God deals with the Amalekites.
然后有什么你又看到
？And then, brothers and sisters,
当摩西上到山上去的时候
，When Moses went upon the mount,
以色列人在底下拜金牛犊。
The Israelites were at the foot of the mountain worshiping the calves.
有时候你看到一个什么问题
？Brothers and sisters, what do we see?
撒旦要把整个以色列的民族。卷进拜偶像的这个光景来让神自己来摸掉以色列。
Now, Satan wanted Israel, the nation, to enter into idolatry, idol worship, so God himself will wipe away the race of Israel.
弟兄姊妹你记得
Brothers and sisters, you remember.
当然神在那个时候是给摩西的一个造就。
Of course, at that time, God was edifying Moses.
也是一个试验。
It was also a test for Moses.
神说摩西。
God says, Moses.
你不要再跟我说什么了。
Now, don't say anything to me.
你让我伸手来把这个以色列人全都灭掉，用你的后代来代替他们。
Let me stretch forth my hand so I will destroy these people and I will raise up a seed after you.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这个是一件什么事情
？Brothers and sisters, you can see what this is about.
很严肃的。
It is very solemn.
但是摩西了解神的心意。
But Moses knew the heart of God.
摩西说
，Moses said,
神，你不可以这样做。
God, you cannot do this.
你不要用我的后裔来代替以色列。
Do not use my descendants to take the place of Israel.
虽然我的后裔也是以色列的后裔。
And even though my descendants is also descendants of Israel.
但是我的后裔不能表达整个的以色列十二个支派。
But my descendants cannot represent all the 12 tribes of Israel.
没有办法能把亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的这样的一个事实来印证出来。
My offsprings cannot confirm the fact of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
用这你从这个事上面，你看到撒旦那个手在那里一而再、再而三不住的在那里。来要把以色列从地上灭除掉。
And brothers and sisters, we can see that throughout history, repeatedly Satan tries again and again to try to cut off the race of Israel.
那除掉以色列就怎么样呢
？And what is the deal about wiping this nation about?
除掉以色列族就没有路到地上来嘛
？If Israel is destroyed, then the Lord does not have way to come to earth.
所以看到不仅是在这里是如此。
Therefore, we see it's not only this case.
甚至以色列就被掳了以后。
But even when Israel was in captivity,
以色列记上的故事也就是这种事情的延续。
Even the story of Esther tells us it is continued, Satan continued to do the same thing.
那这是仇敌在一方面所做的。
So this on the one hand is what Satan, the enemy, is trying to do.
实际的在人的眼前来把主到地上来的路来堵住。
That Satan wants to cut off the way for the Lord to come on earth.
另外他又做什么呢?
What else is the enemy trying to do?
他就在人的心思的里面来做了。
He can, does his work in the heart of man.
怎么做法呢?
What does the enemy do?
现在我们就碰到他们了。
Now we can see this.
他就是鼓动一些所谓那些名字上是信主实际上都不信主的人。
He provokes those by name believe in the Lord, but in fact they do not. He wants to take away this fact that the virgin shall bear a son. And there's another part of the story. And then that version is according to Phillips.
他把创世纪第三章 神首先宣告女人的后裔要伤蛇的头的那个他怎么来把它翻出来?
What does Philip's version translate that the seed of woman shall bruise the serpent's head?
他把它翻成女人所乳养的必要伤蛇的头。
He translates it as that what woman nurses shall bruise, who nourishes or raises, shall bruise the serpent's head.
这么你看,
Brothers and sisters, you can see that translation is a vast difference.
女人的后裔就是女人的后裔。
Now, the seed of woman is the seed of woman.
就是从你怀孕生子的这个事情,
is the proclamation of this fact that the virgin shall bear a son. Now, the one whom the woman raises or nourishes is filled throughout the world. What's so unique about that? Of course, all the sons are raised, nourished by women. Brothers and sisters, you can see, this is the work of Satan.
不在那个历史上面来要改变那个事情的发展。
He wants to change the development of that matter.
他们就用一些话语来改变，就给人一个错误的心思。
So they use different words to give man a misconception.
那现在来到以赛亚书，你又看到这个。
So now in the book of Isaiah, we see the same thing again.
等到我们的主从死里复活的时候，
even after our Lord was raised from the dead.
读马太福音的时候有没有疏忽那一件事情？
Brothers and sisters, when we read the gospel according to Matthew, are we careless about that?
复活了，
when the Lord was risen.
大祭司、文士、法利赛人那个集团，
now the group of the high priests, the Pharisees and scribes,
他们就对看守
They said to the soldiers who guarded the grave, and so when you see the rulers, you should say this.
他的门徒把他的尸体偷走。
It was his disciples that took away his body.
所以就说他复活了。
And that's why they say he has risen.
其实没有这样的事情。
But in fact, that did not happen.
是他的门徒把这个尸体偷走。
It was his disciples that took his body away.
然后他就安慰那些兵丁。
And then they said to the soldiers and comforted them.
如果巡抚有什么要计较你们的时候, 我们来出头替你们打圆场。
And so, if the governors come against you, don't worry, we'll take care of you and we'll make you safe.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到吗?
Brothers and sisters, do you see?
这是另外一条线来改变神的儿子是道成肉身的那个事实。This
is yet another scheme to change the fact that the Son is the Word become flesh.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
但我们回到神的话里边，很明细的去注意神怎么说。
When we return to the Word of God to pay careful attention what God says,
我们就看到，
then we can see
人的话都是虚幻的。
All man's words are false.
唯有神的话是立定在天。
But only the word of God is established in heaven.
我说这许多话不是让弟兄姊妹知道一些故事。
Now I say all these words is not for brothers and sisters to know some stories.
我是让弟兄姊妹们能建立一个对神的话语绝对信任的那一个。
But I desire brothers and sisters to have full confidence, a trust in the word of God. It is not because we want to believe it in this way. But it is because God has used reality to confirm the fact that his words are true.
So when we see that
Therefore, when we see Maharshalal Hasbaz come forth, God is still there proclaiming the blessing that is brought about by Emmanuel. And because of this, God says there, what does God say? God says,
无论人要用什么办法来跟神抵挡
No matter what way man uses against God
都不能叫神所要做的不去做
Would not hinder from God doing what he wants to do
神就告诉以赛亚
God says to Isaiah
你不要管他们怎么吵怎么闹
Now, Regardless of what they plan and what they do
你也不必在那里有任何的担忧
Do not worry at all.
你只要尊耶和华为圣
But only honor the Lord God.
弟兄姊妹注意了，我要念一念十三节。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention. I'll read verse 13.
但要尊万军之耶和华为圣，以他为你们所当怕的，所当畏惧的。
Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. And he shall be for sanctuary.
就是说他要在你们中间显明神的同在。
That is, he will manifest his presence in your midst.
这是正面对寻求神敬畏神的人说的话。
These are positive words to those who seek after God, who fear God.
你不要看环境有多么的凶险。
Do not look at the circumstances, how frightening they are.
你们要注意的是神在这一切环境以上他是在那里管理着。
But only focus your eyes upon God that he is sovereign over everything.
所以你不要怕。
So do not be afraid.
你只要尊耶和万军之耶和华为圣。
But only sanctify the Lord of hosts himself.
以他为你们所当怕的。
And let him be your fear.
所当畏惧。
And let him be your dread.
因为他一定做你们的圣所。
Because he must be your sanctuary.
一定做你们的应备。
And he will be your protection.
像前头所说过那一个。
And just as it was spoken before.
在全荣耀之上。必有遮蔽第四章末了。
And that is at the end of chapter 4 that his, all of his glory shall cover you.
必有停止白日可以得荫避暑也可以作为藏身之处躲避狂风暴雨。
Chapter 4 verse 6 And there shall be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime from the heat and for a place of refuge and for covert from storm and from rain.
你是一个敬畏神的人
If you're one who fears God,
你就专心去仰望耶和华。
Then fix your eyes upon the Lord Himself.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那这是当时神在那一个时候给以赛亚说的一些话。
These are the words that God spoke to Isaiah at that time.
但是当神说这些话的时候
But after God says these words,
也同时指出了犹大以后被掳以前的那种堕落
and at the same time points out the fall the corruption of Judah before their captivity
那这如果我们光是看这里我们不够掌握 当时的情形。
If we only look at this section, we cannot have a good grasp of the situation.
但若是我们对照以西结书上头的一些记录,
But if we also look at some recording in the book of Ezekiel,
我们晓得神预先在这里, 对犹大人说了一些话。
We realize that here Isaiah says the word of God to the people of Judah ahead of time.
因为在犹大被掳以前,
because before Judah was in captivity,
整个犹大从下到上,
all the people of Judah from top to bottom,
或者说从上到下,
or from top to bottom,
他们都暗暗在那里,
all of them hiddenly was worshipping idols.
等到约西亚王去世了以后,
right after Josiah died,
那就连王也参与这样的一个拜偶像的事情。
Then even the king himself were in idolatry.
所以你看到在犹大被掳以前的那个属灵的光景,
therefore we can see the spiritual condition of Judah right before the captivity.
整个犹大是给外邦的偶像
The entire nation of Judah was controlled by the Gentile idols.
那现在19节,
now verse 19,
就说的一个很严肃的事情,
tells us of a very serious matter. And when they shall say unto you,
当求问那些教鬼的和行魔术的,
seek unto them that have familiar spirit and unto wizards that peep.
就是那个声音绵满, 言语为细的,
and that mutter,
他们所说的若不与此相符,
shall not a people seek unto their God?
敌不得见晨光,
for the living to the dead.
对不起,我漏掉了一大段。那如果人家是跟你们这样说的时候,
now if someone says this to you,
你就回答了,
then you answer,
百姓不当求问自己的神吗?
Should not the people seek their own God?
岂可为活人去求问死人呢?
Why would you ask the dead for the living?
你是活人,
you're a living.
你是求问那些是死人,
and you are seeking the advice of those who are dead.
他自己都保不了他们自己,
now they died.
他怎么能来保住你这个活人呢?
Then since they cannot protect themselves, how can they protect you?
你们是怎么愚昧到这样的一个地步, 完全翻转过来呢?
Now why would you be so foolish to do this completely wrong?
死人还能做什么呢?
What can the dead do?
你活人不能做的, 死人还能做?
If you cannot do it while living, what can the dead do?
你是活人,
you are living.
你怎么去求问死人?
Why is it that you would seek the dead?
你要求问的,
if you must seek,
你求问那个活的,
seek the living.
谁是活的?
And who is living?
没有一个人是活的,
no one is living.
但神是活的,
but God is living.
这就是第三引出来的,
and this is what it shows us here.
百姓不当求问自己的神,
should not the people seek their own God?
因为你们祖宗的神和你们的神是活神,
because the God of your God and the God of your ancestors is a living God.
你要求问是求问他,
if you want to seek, seek him.
你不去求问他, 去求问死人,
if you do not seek him, why do you seek the dead?
这个一点道理都没有,
this does not make sense at all.
神说这个是非常严肃的事情,
God says this is very solemn.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们看到
we can see so much superstition in religions, it is all for the living to seek the dead.
但神在这里给我们看见一个非常非常严肃的原则,
but here God shows us a very solemn principle.
神让他的百姓去学习一个功课,
God wants his people to learn this lesson.
你不要管是谁说什么样的话,
regardless of who says what,
或者说说各种各样的话的人, 他们是谁, 你不必要去管,
or whatever they say and who they are that have said it, do not pay attention.
他说他只是先知,
if he says he's a prophet,
你也不必管他是不是真的是先知,
do not mindful if he's really a prophet or not.
他们说他们得了一个神特殊的启示, 你也不要管他的话语说的怎么的, 信人。
If they claim they have a special revelation from God, no matter how doctrine is captivating, what do you have to pay attention to?
这些人所说的,
all that they say,
必须要和神说的话相符合,
they must match the word of God.
就是这里说的,
and that's what it said here.
20节,
verse 20,
人当以训诲和法度为标准。
To the law and to the testimony, they must speak according to this word.
训诲就是摩西五经。
The law is the five books of Moses.
特别是指的生命记。
Especially Deuteronomy.
法度。
The testimony.
法度就是神的见证。
And the testimony is the testimony of God.
在旧约里面说到那个见证，那就特别有所指的，就指着约柜里条的十条诫命。
What is the testimony in the Old Covenant is especially point the Ten Commandments in the Ark.
那当我们了解到这一个事实的时候，
When we pay attention to this fact,
你就知道了。
Then we realize,
不管是什么人，
regardless of who it
is, 如果他们所说的跟神的话语不能对起来的，
If what they say is not according to the word of God,
跟神的话语有冲突的，
It is in conflict with the word of God,
跟神的话语完全相悖的，
It is against the word of God,
你不必管是谁说，
regardless of who the speaker is,
他说他是先知，
even if they claim they are a prophet,
你也不必管他，
do not pay attention to him,
他说他是先见，
if he says he's a foreseer,
你也不必放在心上，
do not pay attention,
你说要留意的，
but what you must pay attention is, that is what is he saying,
如果他们所说的
if what they say,
不是从神的话语出来
it is not from the word of God,
不是和神的话语配合的
it is not according to the word of God,
这就不是出于神
then it is not from God.
这样的人
such people,
神在这里说的非常严肃
God says very solemnly here,
必不得见晨光
they shall not see light, there is no light in them.
用这个话语的那一个意思来说
If we use the meaning of these words here
他们永远在黑暗里
They will be in darkness forever
用这个话的那个实意来说
To use the practical meaning of these words
他们一定是死在黑暗中
They will die in darkness
因为他们不能见晨光
Because they shall not see the light
不能再起来
No longer can they rise up
弟兄姊妹这是很严肃
Brothers and sisters This is very very solemn Very severe
如果有人真的是跟随这些路来这些人来走
And if any follow such men
那他们的结局是什么
What is their end
那就是艰难黑暗痛苦
That is they shall pass it hard and hungry and suffering
必被赶进乌黑的黑暗中去
And they shall be cast into trouble and darkness
没有光
A dimness of anguish no light
不能见光
And they will be driven to darkness and see no light.
我们常常说，我们要非常非常注意跟随主的话。
We say many times we have to pay careful attention to follow the word of God.
因为神只是用着他的话来引领我们行走。
Because God will only use His word to guide us on this heavenly way.
也是用着他所说的话来固定我们在他永远的目的里。
And God will also use His word to establish us in His eternal will.
那但神的话没有停在这里。
But the word of God does not end there.
因为如果停在这里的话，人真的是一片的黑的。
Because if the word of God ends here, then indeed we are in darkness.
所以接上第九章。
Therefore, immediately in chapter 9,
神就说了。
God says,
经过痛苦的，必不再见幽暗。
Nevertheless, the dimness shall not be such as was in her vexation.
弟兄姊妹，这什么意思？
Brothers and sisters, what does this mean?
这神乃是说
God is saying,
当人走迷的时候
when man goes astray,
神的管教来的时候
when the discipline of God comes,
他们就会经过一些很艰困的日子
they will go through times of affliction,
在这些艰困的日子的里头
and these hardship,
如果他们心思苏醒过来
if their heart is awakened,
他们转回过来
and they return,
他们就可以脱离黑暗
they will depart away from darkness,
底下 主就说到一件事了。
Then the Lord says,
说的一个什么事呢？
What does he say?
是预先宣告将来要发生一些事。
God first proclaims what will happen.
但是这将来要发生的一些事和神的儿子到地上来是有关联的。
And when God proclaims this is what will happen in the future, it has to do with his son coming to earth.
那在这里我们就注意了。
Here we must pay attention.
他这里有点说到四世纪里头的一件事。
Here there is some mentioning of the matters in the book of Judges.
神说受过痛苦的他们就不再见幽暗了。
Here when it says, after the dimness, they shall not be in their vexation.
他说从前神使西布伦地和拿弗他利地被藐视。
When at first he lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali.
那这有可能是回到四世纪来说到巴拉做士师的那一段日子。
Now perhaps this event is going back into the days of the judges when Barak was the judge and what happened at that time.
那也就是那个女先知底波拉的那个事。
And that is also at the time when Deborah was the prophetess.
他们那些日子
in those days,
果然是受到那个耶宾王的欺压。
Indeed, in those days, they were oppressed.
但是后来神就借着女先知底波拉的兴起而带他们进入那个的圣。
And they were oppressed by Jabin, but with the rising of the prophetess Deborah, God led them into victory.
那弟兄姊妹们
Now brothers and sisters,
为什么我会想到是巴拉的那和那个底波拉的那个事情。
Now, why would this cause me to recall that time of Barak and Deborah?
因为如果我们是稍微熟悉那个四世纪里边的事的。
Because if we're somewhat familiar with the matters in the book of Judges,
你看到
you can see,
那一次以色列人的得胜。
At that time, the victory of the Israelites,
表面上看来是巴拉做士师。
Externally, it's that Barak was the judge. And that he went to fight.
但是那一段事情实际上把那个转机带进来的。
But what is the turning point, that crucial point, that turn about this battle?
是两个女人。
It was two women.
一个是底波拉。
One was Deborah.
一个就是那个叫做什么名字我想忘掉了反正弟兄怎么你晓得
I forgot the name of the other woman but you know who I'm speaking of
当那个撒索王的将军西西拉跑到那里的时候累死了睡觉了拉伊
and that was when the general of King Hazor was so tired and he slept in the tent
给拉伊拿一个圈子一个锤子从他的头上钉到地里头把他弄死
and it was her who nailed his head through the temple with a nail and a peg.
那这也就叫我们回头来看到耶利米书上头的说到的一个话。
It also then shows us these words are spoken of in Jeremiah.
将来神要做一个新事。
And that is God will do a new thing.
就是叫女子护卫男子。
And that is the woman shall protect the men.
这些如果我们没有掌握的整个的那个属灵历史的发展我们的确是莫名其妙的
Now if we are not get a firm grasp of the entire spiritual development then we are very confused about this
但是主给我们多看到一些那个属灵的历史的事我们虽然不敢说百分一百是我们所领会的但最低限度有个参考在那里
Even though we cannot claim that we 100% know exactly what's going on but at the very least we are aware and have a reference there
那为什么突然在这里就提到那个西布伦和拿弗他利呢
Then why is it here it will mention about Hebrew, Zebulun and Naphtali
在当时我想连以赛亚也不知道神要他说这个话是什么意思
I believe at this time even Isaiah did not fully understand why God wants him to say these words
但是以赛亚当时不懂
But even though Isaiah may not understand at the time
我们今天懂
we understand today.
我们怎么能懂呢?
Now, how do we understand?
因为福音书, 特别是马太福音书, 就把这一个微妙的秘密的事情,
That is because the gospel according to Matthew opens up to us this wonderful thing, this secret mystery.
弟兄姊妹，当我们的主在加利利行走的时候，
Now, brothers and sisters, when our Lord was walking in the land of Galilee,
马太福音应该是第三章和第四章里边,
I think it was in Matthew chapter 3 or 4, it says,
他就是引出这一段话来说出
It uses these words to describe our Lord's walk in the land of Galilee.
那回接上以赛亚,
and if we connect it back to Isaiah,
上面一直从以马内利的是下来,
when it continues on with Emmanuel, Emmanuel,
现在你看到了,
here you can truly see the true Emmanuel is here. And even though here is still a very hidden prophecy,
等到四福音的日子,
but in the days of the four gospels, we can see this prophecy is fulfilled.
那为什么我们会这样就看到神的儿子道成肉身?
Then why would we see this as the fact that the Son of God is the Word become flesh? Because the whole passage here speaks about that.
弟兄姊妹，你看到,
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
你看到在那里说说说说说,
you can see it continues there on and on.
他说在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光,
the people that walk in darkness have seen a great light.
正在死荫之地的人有光照耀他们,
and they that dwell in the land of the shadow of death upon them have the light shine.
你使这国民繁多,彰显他们的喜乐, 他们在你面前欢喜,好像收割的欢喜。
You have multiplied the nation and not increased the joy before the according to the joy in harvest, and as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For you have broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. And it speaks of the fact that the Lord is their victory. But how does this appear?
感谢神,
we thank God.
入题了,
and then it goes into the topic.
弟兄姊妹你注意,
brothers and sisters, pay attention.
注意哪里呢?
Pay attention where?
注意, 第六节开始,
starting with verse 6.
第六节就是那个原因,
verse 6 is the reason.
他们经过艰难而得见大光,
they've gone through the affliction and see a great light. And no longer in darkness.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为神要做一件事,
because God is to do one thing. What is this thing?
我念一下就够了,
I'll just read it through.
弟兄姊妹你留意,
brothers and sisters, pay attention.
有一婴孩,
for unto us a child is born.
有一指赐给我们,
unto us a son is given.
政权必担在他的肩头上,
and the government shall be upon his shoulder.
他名称为奇妙,
and his name shall be called 可是, Wonderful, Counselor,
全能的神,
the Mighty God,
永在的父,
the Everlasting Father,
和平的君,
the Prince of Peace.
他的政权与平安必加增无穷,
of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom,
以公平公义使国坚定稳固从今直到永远,
to order and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever.
好,留下最末后那一句带回再念,
I'll read the last sentence later on.
先把这段话弄清楚,
I will first make clear this passage.
那弟兄姊妹你留意, 这个话如果从字句上面来说, 该是许多基督徒所熟悉的,
now brothers and sisters, from the letter of word, many Christians should be familiar with this passage.
但是懂不懂,
but whether we understand or not is another issue.
字句上的熟悉应该都会的,
we should at least be familiar with this passage. 因为每年12月的时候,
总会有人要念这段话,
because every December some people will read this passage.
但是懂不懂,
but whether it's understood or not,
表面上的懂,
perhaps even on the surface there's understanding.
是什么?
But in reality, what is this?
弟兄姊妹们, 当我们留意, 神在这里借着以赛亚来说出这样的一件事,
brothers and sisters, let's pay attention when God speaks this through Isaiah here.
我们就是从字句上这样念下来, 我们的心都好像给打开了,
even from reading it through, our hearts are open.
但是你细细读进去的时候，
But when we read in detail into it,
你会觉得莫名其妙，
we'll be confused.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我这个话没有，没有把它说得太过分。
Now, I did not overspeak these words when I put it this way.
因为你细细读下去的时候，
Because when we read in detail,
你会发觉，
we'll discover,
怎么可能有这样的事？
How can this happen?
根本不可能发生这样的事。
This is impossible for this to happen.
怎么不可能发生呢？
Why do I say it seems impossible?
我只给弟兄姊妹们看。
Now I point it out for you, brothers and sisters.
有一孩为我们而生。
There's a child born to us.
有一子赐给我们。
And to us a son is given.
政权必担在他肩头上。
And the government shall be upon his shoulder.
然后他
And then,
然后底下他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国。
Upon the throne of David, he shall govern his kingdom.
以公平公义使国坚定稳固。
To order and to establish it with judgment and with justice.
弟兄姊妹，你说这个是谁？
Brothers and sisters, say who is this?
这个是人还是还是什么？
Is this a person or not?
明明所整个所说的都是人。
It says it is speaking of a man, a person.
你不可能不是人而能有这样的。
If it is not a man or person, how can this happen?
是人。
It's a man.
那当然如果是人的话，那问题就很简单了。
Now if it's a man, it's very simple then.
是啊，他是生下来做王。
But then he was born to be a king.
啊，他是大卫的后裔。
He is the descendant of
David. 所以这是大卫坐的宝座上一点难处都没有。
He follows David on the throne. There's no hardship about this.
那这个是说到一个人。
And it speaks of a man.
绝对绝对是一个人的故事。
It is absolutely the story of a man.
但是你要读完。
But if you finish it,
你就发觉。
Then you discover.
怎么可能？
How can this be possible?
怎么可能？
How is this possible?
我们先不说。
Let us not
go into that first. 他的名字叫做奇妙。
That his name is wonderful.
如果你读过十四纪。
If we went through Judges,
你就晓得这个名字是很有讲究的。
Then you know what is very unique about this name.
因为说到这个，他的名字叫做奇妙的，那就是神自己。
Because when it says his name is wonderful, it's God himself.
那是基甸的故事。
That is the story of Gideon.
然后就说到他是他是车士。
And then counselor.
车士就是参谋长。
Counselor, that is the counselor.
做参谋的人。
And he's the one who gives counsel.
出点子的人。
And he's the one who gives you advice.
这个可以是人。
This could be a person.
我们这个也可以说先隔上。
Oh, so we can put that aside first.
把它归到人的那一方面。
And so we put all this perhaps as a person.
接下去你就迷糊了。
But if we read on, then we're confused.
记得这个他是他的名字。
This is his name now, remember.
他的名字叫奇妙。
His name shall be called wonderful.
叫车士。
Counselor.
叫全能的神。
The mighty God.
你说人还能起个名字叫做全能的神吗？
Now you say if it's a man, can he be named the mighty God?
除了神以外，谁配得这个名字呢？
Besides God himself, who is worthy of this name?
只有神自己才能接受这个名字。
Only God himself can accept this name.
他是全能的神。
The mighty God.
又说。
And then,
永在的父。
The everlasting Father.
更迷了。
This is even more confusing.
你说怎么会有一个人？
You say
他是全永在的父。
He is the mighty God and
the
everlasting Father.
他怎么可能成为一个婴孩生下来？
If he is the everlasting Father, how can he be a child that is born?
他怎么成为一个孩子活在我们当中？
How can he be a child living in our presence?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
古怪了。
This is very strange.
还有
and.
和平的君
The Prince of Peace
大概从人类的历史来看没有一个君王是能称得上和平的
Now perhaps looking throughout history there's no man, no king that can be called the Prince of Peace
虽然所罗门城相对的来说他没有那么许多的征战
Now perhaps when we look at Solomon there's not much war during his reign
但是你不见得所罗门他做王的那段日子里头不征战。
Nevertheless, we cannot say that during the reign of Solomon there was no battle, no war.
所罗门没有大征战。
You say there's no big battle with Solomon.
都是小征战。
There are only small ones.
小征战也不是和平。
There are small ones, there are no peace.
这个叫和平的君。
And this is the Prince of Peace.
你说在人间没出现过这样的事吗
You say in man's history never did this happen before.
那弟兄姊妹们，你看这个人。
Then brothers and sisters, when we look at this man,
太奥妙了。
It's just too mysterious.
太不可想象了。
It is too profound.
究竟他是谁？
So who is he in fact?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们承认。
We confess.
如果从字句上面来说，
If from the letter of the word,
我们没有办法懂神说这样的话。
There's no way for us to understand the word of God here.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
当你回到神的应许里头去，
When you go back to the promise of God,
你就看到了。
You will see.
从女人的后裔开始。
From the seed of women.
从你怀孕生子。
From the virgin bearing a son.
来到这个时候，这个婴孩出来。
Up to this point when this child comes.
你清清楚楚看见神说话，从宣告到成就的那条线是一直连上了。
Very clear, you can see the proclamation of God until it is fulfilled, and you can see that line being linked and connected.
这个更重要的是
，Even more important，
我想我就提那么一些。
I'll just mention it.
弟兄姊妹，够我们慢慢去更深的去寻找进去。
I believe that's enough for us to dig deeper into it.
但是就是我们没有再更深入的去寻找进去。
And even before we do so，
光是这个字面上所表达给我们看到的那种现象。
Even this phenomenon that the letter of the word shows us。
你说一千一百一万个不可能。
You say this is a million times impossible, just impossible。
不可能有这样的事。
This cannot happen。
但是感谢我们的神。
But we thank our God。
他知道人心思里面是怎么个想法。
He knows exactly what man is thinking in their heart。
所以我现在就要念刚才漏掉的那一句话。
Now I will read the sentence at the end that I left off before.
那句话是什么呢？
What does that say?
第七节的末了。
At the end of verse 7.
耶和华的热心必成就这事。
The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
不是人做的事。
It is not done by man.
是神做的事。
It is God himself.
并且神肯定他一定要把它做成的事。
And God confirms that this is something he must do.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
那么虽然一直看我们读到以赛亚书的时候，
and as we continue and read Isaiah,
道成肉身的这一件事，
this matter of the word becoming flesh,
仍然是在一个预言。
It is still in the stage of a prophecy.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
到了时候满足。
When the time is fulfilled.
我们的主到地上来。
Our Lord comes to us.
上撒拉太书上所说。
And just as it says in Galatians.
时候满足。
In the fulfillment of time.
我们的主就道成肉身。
Our Lord was the word become flesh.
借着女子所生。
Born of a virgin.
感谢我们的神。
When we thank our God,
这是耶和华的热心所要成就的，一定要成就的。
And the zeal of the Lord shall perform this.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，当我们看到在那一个时候
，When we see brothers and sisters at that time,
亚哈是可以愚昧，他拒绝要接受神给他的一个兆头。
Ahaz may be foolish and say, I do not want a sign from God.
但是神不跟着人愚昧。
But God will not follow man's foolishness.
神就在人显出最愚昧的时候。
Even when man is utterly foolish.
但又在那里假装属灵的时候。
And when we're putting on a facade of being spiritual.
神说。
God says.
我要明显。
I will be clear.
把这个兆头给你们。
And I will show you this sign.
神就说了那么一大段的话。
And then God says all these words.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
这是神在那里宣告。他那一个救赎的旨意具体执行是怎么在进行。
This is the proclamation of God practically how he will execute his salvation.
女人的后裔的显明那个路是怎么样来发生。
This is the manifestation of the way for the seed of woman to be shown.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
所以说到以赛亚书在圣经里边的那个重要。
Therefore, when we say the importance of the book of Isaiah in the Bible,
是重要在它满了弥赛亚的预言。
It is so important because it is filled with the prophecy of the Messiah.
我们今天晚上就算是刚刚开头来看到。这个弥赛亚的预言。
We will consider tonight as a start into looking in the prophecies of the Messiah.
以后我们看下去，你都看到整本以赛亚书不断的穿插着这个弥赛亚。
We can see when we continue on throughout the book of Isaiah, it is filled with prophecies of the Messiah.
当然，我们的主帮助我们看见
Of course, we ask the Lord to help us see.
神救赎的旨意不是直性的事情，不是偶然发生的事情。
That the will of the salvation of God is not by coincidence.
果然是在创世以前，神就做了那样的定规。
In fact, God has already determined this even before the foundation
of the world. 然后在时间的里边，慢慢慢慢的显明。
And then throughout the dispensation of time, God revealed it to us gradually.
我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
我想今天晚上就和弟兄姊妹们交通到这。
I think we'll end our sharing here this evening.